Andrew Clyde proposes to use spending bill to defund sham Trump prosecutions. By Sean Moran on August 28, 2023. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, proposed two amendments to an appropriations bill to defund the sham prosecutions against former President Donald Trump. As a conservative member of the House Appropriations Committee, Clyde proposed two amendments to the Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agencies, CJS, appropriations bill for fiscal year 2024 to prohibit the use of federal funding for the prosecution of any major presidential candidate prior to the upcoming presidential election on November 5, 2024. Clyde explained in a written statement that the indictments against Trump are meant to hinder his presidential campaign. The Georgia lawmaker explained in a statement obtained by Breitbart News. Americans' hard-earned tax dollars have no place funding the radical left's nefarious election interference efforts. Together, Jack Smith, Alvin Bragg, and Fannie Willis intentionally brought four sham indictments against the sitting president's top political opponent, President Donald J. Trump, as the upcoming 2024 presidential election ramps up. These bogus charges are undoubtedly intended to smear and take down President Trump, as well as hinder his ability to campaign effectively. This overt election interference continues to undermine both our republic and our fair system of justice. Watch, Biden comments on Trump's mugshot amidst hail of boos, handsome guy. Wonderful guy. Clyde continued, saying it is imperative that Congress use its power of the purse to protect American elections. Due to my serious concerns about these witch hunt indictments against President Trump, I intend to offer two amendments to prohibit any federal funds from being used in federal or state courts to prosecute major presidential candidates prior to the 2024 election. The American people get to decide who wins the White House, not deep state actors who have shamelessly attacked Donald Trump since he announced his first bid in 2015. It is imperative that Congress use its power of the purse to protect the integrity of our elections, restore Americans' faith in our government, and dismantle our nation's two-tiered system of justice. I'm fully committed to helping lead this effort, and I call on my House Appropriations colleagues to join me in this righteous fight. The House Appropriations Committee will likely mark up the CJ's appropriations bill when lawmakers return to D.C. in September. Clyde's amendments represent the latest attempt to unwind the weaponization of the legal system through the appropriations process. The debt ceiling deal, the Fiscal Responsibility Act, contains a provision crafted by Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, that would automatically pass a continuing resolution with a 1% across-the-board federal government cut if Congress fails to pass the 12 separate appropriations bills, which the Constitution stipulates. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, explained that this provision creates an incentive to combat Biden's agenda and combat Biden's weaponization of the Justice Department and FBI. We can also use the appropriations process to stop the politicized DOJ and FBI from illegally targeting law-abiding Americans, Stefanik said in May. Clyde tweeted Friday, two hoax impeachments, four witch hunt indictments, 91 bogus charges, never-ending election interference. Yet President Donald J. Trump is still fighting for us. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.